The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe. And it keeps it out of sight.
Bobby Dameron from the Bronx, New York.
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never a trace of red.
Robert Walden Casotto from the Bronx, New York. You gotta love that, man. That was the... Oh, man, is that like one of the greatest songs of all time? No matter what music you like, Mac the Knife is it. Am I right? Young Bobby Darin from the Bronx, New York just nailed it. And yeah, then we'll play the old man's version, too. Did you ever hear that Quincy Jones version with Frank Sinatra? That's great, too. Just love that. Hey, Joe Piscopo, good morning. How are you? We are on TV. We are on YouTube and Facebook, so you can kind of see the shenanigans that go on in the morning. A lot going on. I'm seeing and I'm looking at the news, and I feel so positive about everything, where we are as a country. We're doing good. This whole Iranian mess is indeed that. What's exactly going to happen with it? The president puts more sanctions on it, but he held back. He held back. I would have taken out some missile installations. The president held back. I think he did the right thing. It showed he was very presidential. He's giving the Democrats a couple more weeks to come up with an immigration reform, which I don't think they will. I really don't think that the Republicans or the Democrats want an immigration, a comprehensive immigration reform, because they like the free labor. They like the cheap labor. It's what it's all about. You got the big guns down there. And you don't want to know the truth. You and I don't even know the half of it, what's going on down there, why they won't address this situation. And the Democrats, just be careful, please, of the narrative, because they keep going about the narrative down at the border. The children, they don't have toothbrushes. They're like concentration camps. That is a narrative that they all plan and that they put. Now, you will hear that at the debates tomorrow. You will hear how the president is. Barack Obama, it was worse under Barack Obama. Tweeted out something about Barack Obama. He was saying the exact same thing that the president is saying. And could someone please call and answer me the question of why are the Democrats always more concerned with people coming into this country? That's all they talk about, are the people coming to the country. They will not go to the problems. Let's talk about education in the inner cities of the United States of America. Let's talk about that. Why are there charter schools? Because the schools in New York and all the inner cities are falling apart. And the teachers are working. So our teachers have to buy their own supplies. That alone should upset Democrats. Isn't that a Democratic initiative? What about the stressed areas? What about the violence, the gang violence? We'll be chatting about it this morning with John Wiggis, who's the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. You hear Congressman King doing such a great job bringing the president out to Long Island with Congressman Zeldin. Congressman Zeldin also on the show. There's a problem. It's called MS-13. Can the Democrats talk about it? No. It's only the Republicans talking about this. And help me out here. Am I missing something? All they do is take that narrative. They talk about the border, and who's coming, how we're treating people. Come on, we didn't ask that they come here. They're pushed here. It's a business. It's an industry. My goodness gracious. And I think I don't think I would be that sensitive about it if I wasn't the grandson of immigrants who came here. And when they came here, they had to respect the country. And like Barack Obama says in the video that I tweeted out this morning, learn the language, learn the laws of the United States of America. I'm very, very curious. But that narrative, it will go on. It's like Jaden Horn, our buddy, was saying about the Green New Deal. These are talking points that they come up with. And the concentration camp come up with. So you got to watch that. And I just try to be common sense on the show. I don't vilify nor do I hate anyone. I just want to be common sense about it so we continue with our country and make it a great country and appreciate the country. Don't come here hating us. Like Ilhan Omar, we've been all over Ilhan Omar and Dov Hyken and everybody. She's anti-Semitic. She hates Israel. This woman hates America. She let, and what we did for her, we allowed her to come into this country from Somalia. Hey, Somalia's doing great, huh? Why doesn't she go back to Somalia and help her own people? Just a curious question and an objective question for Ms. Omar. And now she's got her political problems, Frankie Five Boroughs, Ilhan Omar. She apparently did marry a brother, a cousin. She divorced. If you look at that, I'm not accusing anybody because I've made more mistakes in my personal life than anybody. But the fact of the matter is she violated the immigration laws. And can we go after her now the way she goes after us on everything? Just trying to make common sense of it. That's all, you know. And Frankie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I like you in pink. There,
thank
pink
you.
Shirt.
Thank you.
You look very, very nice.
Thank you. You always look nice.
You know, I had a certain suit,
mm-hmm.
And it was gray. It was gray from Garmani. Garmani suit, red, fancy schmancy. So, and it had like kind of pin gray, blue light, and like kind of stripes to it. And it was great. But this suit I liked because Chaz was coming in.
Very nice.
And I said, Chaz is coming in. I bet I want to be really spiffy.
Yeah.
The other suit was spiffy, but not spiffy enough.
Got it.
So, and I was doing I wore this last night at the premiere. I went in for Rock of Ages, which
doesn't
is great.
Look any
a
worse
lot
for
of energy. That, you know, you forget how hard they work on Broadway, man.
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord. That the greatest entertainment is on the Great White Way.
Absolutely.
You got to come to New York, check out the Great White Way. In this case, New World Stages, I think it's called, right there at 50th Street. Rock of Ages, the energy that explodes from that stage of these young performers playing rock and roll, jam-packed, sold out.
The problem with Broadway in general, not necessarily this particular production, is that the tickets are so expensive that if you're a middle-class New Yorker, it is absolutely impossible to take a family of four, even to a matinee.
You know, your point is so well taken, because when I was on Broadway, and this was 20 years ago when I was doing Grease on Broadway, and then we'd do a speech and we'd help out another charity. So I would say, it's hard for me to ask. You know, it's like the auction thing. When I tell you I do the mm-hmm. Joey benefit, and then I go and people drop 25 grand a table, then I go, oh, by the way, we're going to auction off some live auction items now. It's snoring is what it is.
Yeah.
It's asking too much of the person. So you understand, to your point, the Yankee games, you can't afford those.
Yeah,
you can't
same
afford
situation.
Same,
absolutely.
You want to go. How do you do it? I think once Bernie Sanders comes in, there'll be free Yankee games. Free Broadway.
Go on.
Am I right?
You know, so could we talk about that? So Bernie Sanders comes out with his plan yesterday for wiping out student loan debt.
Now, love it. Bring it on. Let me do it.
Is clearly a big problem. But there's a lot of debt that's a big problem in this country. So why are we singling out only student loan?
I have an answer. Because those people will vote.
Well, I think that's exactly right.
That's
it's blatant. Buying of votes with taxpayer dollars.
What about credit card debt?
We're not
addressing that.
Well, so people that take out student loans, right, especially a lot of money in student loans, chances are they're going to be college educated. And if they're taking out a lot of money, they're going to a good school. So who is more likely to be able to make a living? Is it a non-college educated person who's taken out seven figures worth of debt to pay medical bills? Or is it a college-educated person that's taken out high six figures worth of debt in order to go to NYU or Columbia? I would venture to say that the person who's going to be able to be in a better position to get a job is the person that's graduated from this expensive school rather than the person that's been suffering from crippling medical debt. Now, I'm not advocating for bailing out everybody that has medical debt, but it's very interesting to me that that's the one sector of our economy. Our whole economy is built on debt. Consumer debt, student loan debt, auto debt. You know, certainly housing.
It's just funny. He and Elizabeth Warren, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Plus, and you have to check out on Twitter. I really think. I looked at this Khomeini guy, the leader, the religious leader of Iran. I think he and Bernie Sanders are one and the same person. You never see them in the same room together.
That's true.
You look at the, just look at the tweet that is at Jersey Joe Piscopo or the Joe Piscopo show. And just let me deviate for a second, Frankie. Then I want to talk about the Queens race today. 7:14 with Joe and Alice here. Martavius is one of they say interning, but he's beyond that. He's like an engineer working with us. This was the funniest thing because I was talking about, and forgive me if I go off mark here, but I'm so sick of the negativity and all the narrative that they're trying to just so bear with me. So we were talking about the state trooper that I met. We're texting back and forth. She goes, "Come work out with me," and I think I'm going to drop down. So Martavius said, "Martavius, you got me in the headphones over there."
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So tell me. So you apparently have found a gal. And how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 27.
Oh, look at you! Now you have an older gal.
Yeah, me and Matt, we cougar hunters. we like them older.
Look at that. Matt, you too, man? Is that right? Matt. Yeah, what is older? Like 30 something.
35. Oh, 36.
Look at you guys.
Yeah. I might go for.
Tell me,
be pushing it.
Can you now? No one's listening. Tell me what happened. You have a girl that has money, you said, huh?
Yeah, she's a CFO.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
This is good. You got to marry her.
A lot
her,
of money.
Listen,
nice place on 42nd Street. Nice place.
Listen to me. Marry the girl. Matt, can you marry her? No.
I don't think she wants to marry me.
All right. Oh!
I'm a toy.
All right.
Just for fun.
Jeez, I thought of it. These guys. Look at these guys on the inside there. It's great. So, but she's got money and she's older and I love it. You're good.
Yeah.
What else? What else about her? Anything else that?
I got some pictures I can show you if you want to see those later.
No, please. Stop. Thanks, Martavius. We got two young guys in here. Thank you, Martavius. And they say, see, look at that. There is older women. That's
absolutely
where it's at. That's where it's at. Yeah, and you know, I'm moving my age limit up. Do you know that?
Yeah. To what? 30?
Yeah. No, I am.
25.
No, huh?
25.
Well, I'm seeing the glory of
right.
Mm-hmm. Age appropriate woman.
Yeah.
But what is age appropriate? What age?
Hmm?
What age?
Yeah, notice how he's not giving an age.
I see some gals in their 50s looking great.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, that is something.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't buy it for a second. Come on. You shake when you see a girl in their 50s.
They look great.
You shake. And then they go, "Mr. Piscopo, everything okay?"
We had the conversation. Forgive me. Hey, Jason Johnson is going to join us. Back to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is a political strategist, founder of J2 Strategies. We're going to talk about the 2020 election. Chaz is coming in, man. I'm so excited. Chaz Palminteri is here. Legendary actor, producer, screenwriter, playwright with Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter. There's a big event. Do we have the date on this event, Frankie Fiveboroughs?
It's in October, I believe.
All right, we'll check it out, because I think this should be a gathering for everybody. Sponsors, everybody. We should just treat everybody to go.
We might be in Italy.
I
think so.
It's a screening of The Bronx Tale with Chaz Palminteri. This is a great idea. Mike Gallagher on the show, Congressman Lee Zeldin on the show, Joe Giovanello, CEO of Durasan, and John Wiggis as well, president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. Talking about that MS-13 problem at the 717. Fiveboroughs, Queens, big election today.
Yeah, first open primary for this seat in decades. Queens, obviously, a very, very important borough, a lot of people there. This is really the first test of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a political powerhouse, because there's a 31-year-old woman who's running as the Democratic Socialist candidate that's backed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Remember, she won in Queens, backed by Elizabeth Warren, backed by Bernie Sanders, and backed by, I believe, the Working Families Party. So this has become kind of a nationwide test of the strength of the socialist movement.
But help me out. What Bill Bratton, Commissioner Bratton, was talking about this gal that's running, that she wants criminals free. This is part of
she doesn't believe in incarceration even for violent felons.
So if you hit somebody, you commit a violent act, you shouldn't be locked up. And what was the reason for that?
Well, I'd be happy to try and get her on the show to explain it, but I can't.
What do? They get time out? I don't understand. How does that work? I'm in Queens and I assault somebody, I'm not going to go to jail.
Well, not if she gets elected. Right.
That's ridiculous.
But this is the problem we're talking about. This is the narrative that gets out there. It goes to the millennials, and Bernie Sanders feeds into that. Elizabeth Warren feeds into this. This gal running in Queens feeds into it. AOC feeds into it. And then they think it's real. For AOC to use the comparison of concentration camps, and then she gets away with it. And then she doubles down and makes no sense at all. There's no historical perspective to what she's saying. And yet people are listening. The problem is that we're in a danger of these people who have no substance to what they're saying taking over. Because it goes on Twitter followers, Frankie. You know what I'm saying?
So Queens is home to nearly 2.4 million people. Now, Philadelphia just elected one of these progressive DAs. But Philadelphia only has 1.4 million people. So if she's elected, she's going to have domain over 1.5 million more people than the Philadelphia DA has.
Wow.
Now, so she's pledged to end Tiffany Caban, this socialist that's running here, never been a prosecutor, by the way. She's pledged to end civil asset forfeiture. Now, if you basically you can't take the money away from someone, decriminalize all drug possession, even hard drugs, seek shorter sentences for felonies, support no new jails, and decline to prosecute all broken windows crimes like turnstile jumping and unlicensed driving. So that's just the beginning of where things go. Now, the big question is, because we have a lot of kind of old school Democrats in Queens that listen to us and are going to be voting today. So the big question, if you're somebody that doesn't believe in letting everybody out of prison or not prosecuting anyone, who do you vote for? Because the most likely candidate other than Tiffany Caban to win is Melinda Katz, also never been a prosecutor. And she is a total. Now, I know Melinda. She used to be domestic partners with the former host of this show, and they have children together. And she's a nice enough lady. But she is a total tool of the Democratic political establishment. Mm-hmm. She's endorsed by Andrew Cuomo. She's backed by big real estate and the special interests. And then there's the fellow that we had on this show, Judge Lasak, who, you know, your friends over at Fox asked as a favor to have on.
Yeah.
He's backed by all the law enforcement unions. He's been a prosecutor. He's been a judge. He's endorsed by both the New York Post and the New York Daily News. When's the last time those guys agreed on everything?
Yeah.
Anything. But it looks like he probably doesn't have a chance to win. So if you believe in justice, right, do you back the best candidate, who's probably Judge Lasak? Or do you back the candidate that's most likely to beat Tiffany Caban, Melinda Katz? And I don't know who I'd vote for.
Well, that's going to be very interesting. And that's a Queens Today. So
polls are open right now.
We'll track it all for you. 722 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you. Hi, Debbie Duhaime. How are you this morning?
Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi, Frank and Al. How you guys doing?
Good, good. On camera, good. YouTube, Facebooking.
Yep,
how are we doing traffic-wise?
Checking you guys out. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the N train service. It looks like N train service is finally getting back on schedule after earlier problems. New Jersey Transit, all trains into and out of New York's Penn running with delays because of some ongoing police department activity over in Secaucus. Watch for some slowdowns this morning as you head over to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, we're holding on to a delay here for about 30 minutes. Holland 30, inbound GWB, an accident clear 35. Watch out for some slowdowns as you take a ride to 80 eastbound out by exit 34. An overturned vehicle was just cleared out of the way. Let's go over to the Deegan northbound right at the Cross Bronx. It's an accident on that ramp. And the Jackie Robinson westbound heading out toward Union Turnpike, a collision over there as well. Some scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
From the Fox Business Network, changes are coming at Nissan. During a meeting of angry shareholders, the company's board was overhauled and committees were created to review company practices. Some have asked Chief Executive Hiroto Saikawa to step down. He says he'll work on a succession plan. Nissan sales have been slumping, and its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, has been charged with financial misconduct. FedEx is suing to stop the government from requiring it to enforce a crackdown on China's Huawei technologies. FedEx says it is not able to police millions of packages that it ships daily to make sure it is not shipping prohibited items. Stocks closed mixed on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrials added 8, but the NASDAQ was down 26, and the S&P dropped 5. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that manages to get in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's that leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com. That's homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Oh, thanks, Al. Hold on.
Yeah, sure. No, go ahead. Right. You got time.
That's all right, George. We're just. Oh, look, water. Thank you. I'm dying. I'm parched. All right, French toast. I want to tell you about. I want to talk about Honey Conte Perino Insurance.
Keep chewing.
But I have no. I have
it's
no.
Not distracting.
Uh-huh.
It's all right.
Thank you. Can I tell you something? When you eat the egg cups in the morning.
I eat them off the air and before the show starts. Not during the show.
No. You eat them during
the show. It's so
irritating.
No. Am I right or wrong, Frankie?
No, I'm not.
This is what I hear. Now, I'm trying to choke down my French toast because, God forbid, I should have breakfast waiting for me. I got to go buy it. I'm choking. I just got my water. And I go, and in the morning, every morning, like 5:30, we're going through everything. I hear this.
Yeah. 5:30 in the morning.
And remember his apple phase? Remember what that was like?
Oh, my God. Just drink the water.
Don't remind him.
Drink the water. So that we don't want you to choke. I mean, my God.
You're making him laugh. What about for the 4 hours that we're on, we just don't eat? We eat before or after?
I was eating before at 5:30. The show started
at 6. Slurping every egg cup.
I'm not slurping.
There's some slurping.
Yeah.
And then when he takes a sip of the coffee... There it is.
There you go.
All right. You know, you're right. Eating before.
Or after.
I feel better already.
First world problems.
The maple syrup is now in my bloodstream.
Yeah, wonderful.
The first world problems that we have here on the show. First of all, there's no maple syrup left. You've drained the bottle, and you can pour the rest of it on there. It's no wonder your sugar level is like 7,000.
Isn't Bridget our fine listener, who I have to send a thank you for these couplings?
Red and Robert.
And Robert. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is Bridget a nurse?
She is, yes.
Maybe Bridget can come in and intravenously feed me. Look at it. I'll hold the maple syrup up, and I'll intravenously get some maple syrup. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Am I allowed to do that? May I tell you about Al?
Please.
Honey Conti Porino Insurance?
Please. Got any cured meats?
How's General Salami doing, Frank? Right here?
Oh,
right?
Boy.
Probably got some gout.
That's great. That's a great line. I'm General Salami. I'm limping around. Very
my
hurt.
Foot.
I hurt my foot.
My foot is killing me.
Oh, sanctions. We should put sanctions on cured meat. Cured meat sanctions to Iran.
Gout medication. Run them right
sanctions
out.
Sanctions salami to Iran. That'll stop. That'll bring peace.
Give him the turkey salami. Oh, he'll love it.
He broke our back. Once he stopped the salami, I couldn't go anymore. 7:30. Oh, my Lord. I am so sorry. It's just one of those mornings. You know, I hit the wall when I read the news and I see the crazy. So we deviate, but then we go too far, and I apologize for that. Trust Honey Conti Perino Insurance. If you need homeowners insurance, business insurance, renters insurance, Michael Honig and Michael Conti are great guys. The Michaels. Had dinner with these two gentlemen, and we had a great time. And they're so dedicated. They're so, passionate about helping you and getting the right deal. They handle each client as if they were family. And, you know, I like family-owned and operated. Well, Honig, Conti, Perino Insurance have been in Manhattan for over 100 years, providing coverage for four generations. They are consistent. They are face-to-face. And when I tell you, when Michael Honig said to me, he goes, I love my mornings, man. I can't wait to get to the office. I'm thinking like, wow, that's the kind of guy you want to handle your insurance. Again, homeowners, business, renters insurance, Michael Honig, Michael Conte are there for you. Here's the number for the Michaels, 212-777-7113, 212-777-7113, or visit them at honigconte.com, HONIGCONTE.com, Honig Conte Porino Insurance.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe on the radio. Oh, my Lord. It's one of those mornings. You know, you give us the video, we get silly. And it's great to have you with us. We appreciate your patience this morning. But you got to, you know, this narrative, and we'll get all into the issues, and we don't want to get too much in the weeds about, but it's very, very important what you're saying, Frankie, and not to get too much into the weeds, is that you have this, and I don't know how else to describe the AOC political arm these days, where there's no facts, everything's faked, it's anti-American, in my opinion, and they spew these wild, wild theories. People are going to vote for these people.
Well, as Andrew Cuomo, who is I've always said, a very astute observer of politics, mm-mm, even if I don't necessarily agree with how he conducts himself in office, as he himself said in a radio interview yesterday, if there's super low turnout.
Was in our radio.
It was upstate. But if there's super low turnout in any of these races, you're going to just see many more Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes because they're the ones that are more motivated to come out. Amazing. They're coming out if there's a tidal wave today for Tiffany Caban.
But don't most of these people see that socialism doesn't work?
Don't they see
what has gone on in Venezuela and other countries?
Point.
And by the way, where are they coming to? They're all coming here to America, right?
To New York and Jersey.
I mean, you know, enough already. Enough.
California.
It doesn't work.
When you see Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. By the way, that's another thing. I don't want to take up too much of Matt's time, but if Matt Conklin, our media, social media genius, when you see Gavin Newsom and he's talking, come to the glory that is California. Come to the American spirit. Listen to that Gavin Newsom speech. Someone should put video to it and see exactly what's happening about the homeless in San Francisco.
The tenth city in Los Angeles.
The crime in Oakland, California. They're not a
addressing these issues.
No.
It's bypassing, and the press doesn't cover it.
The press in San Francisco doesn't want to cover it because they're being attacked all the time. Have you seen how many of the people that work for the media in San Francisco, their trucks are being stolen, cameras are being stolen, and reporters are being attacked on the street?
It is an epidemic.
They do not know what they're doing over there.
And London's got its problems, too, and you never hear about it. You got to look. And then I see on the internet, and I don't know what's real, what's not real, but all I know is, to your point, what you're saying about Frankie is these progressive socialists. I don't know how to describe them, you know, the AOC arm of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but I would say Democratic Socialists. But that's how they describe themselves.
I'm telling you, but once they get in, those of us who work, let me put it that way, are really just going to be at the disadvantage. 734 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Steve in Manhattan. Good morning, Steve. What is on your mind this morning, my friend? And a good morning to you.
All right, Big Joe. And you know something? The Russians are behind all this rain. You got to see it out. So I can't even move. I'm pinned. Pinned under a...
You do pull over?
Yeah, I'm pinned. Oh, the brain is coming. You got to see the way it's coming down, man.
Thank you.
You know something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. A lot of the guys have been bothering me lately. They want me to sing with you again. I'm going to do it after at the end of this call. I'm going to do it, and you can jump in. But you got to remember something. Today, first of all, before I get to Cortez, today is a significant day in American history, people. Today is the day in 1950 that North Korea invaded South Korea. And within days, folks, they dropped 400 American teenagers, the 24th Infantry Division, into Korea. Wow. And those guys were able to hold off the North Koreans. They were out number 20-1 before the rest of the guys were able to get there. Cortez, you got to remember, she is the canary in the coal mine. She's telling you right now what's here and what's coming. Same thing like the school's chancellor. He's telling you what's here and what's coming, and it's not going to look good. Now, Joe, I like to end the call with singing something with you, but I'll start it because I can't sing everything. You pick it up, right?
Yeah, we're going to say no. I don't think so, Steve, but thank you very much. I love you.
What is the matter with these people that call? Just make your point. There's no singing songs.
John Vito can sing.
It sounds terrible on the phone.
John Vito
is
great.
This is the same guy who wants to come to your wedding and sing. Is he invited?
No.
There you go.
I invited Steve to Frank's wedding. And
you did? Taking care of
him. He'll be singing there. Me and Steve are going to be doing a duet.
Is it time to go home yet?
Hey, no. You know what? Also, before we break, there's a Medal of Honor recipient. I want to get that information. We got a lot of. I want to talk about Jesse Smollett. We got to talk about. Oh my gosh! Did you see that?
What video? Another fraud?
Did you see that video? But this is what I'm talking about.
That woman who was the DA should be brought up on charges.
Boom and boom. A Fox, you know, at 7:36, a lot to get into, and I apologize. Steve, we got to roll. We got to go into a break, but if you want to sing, we'll try to get you on. But not right now. And watch the weather. Steve's right. Check the weather. Please be careful out there because it is. It's raining and it's dangerous.
Give me
right
that
now.
Topics. Yeah, banging on my head a couple of times.
How am I doing? Oh, my Lord. Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. All schools in Long Beach are open again after the city's drinking water was cleared for consumption. New York State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said yesterday the city's boiled water order was lifted after two favorable tests. The schools were closed Monday after a student was diagnosed with an E. coli bacterial infection that may have been caused by drinking water. The city treated its water supply yesterday with a chlorine flushing. Governor Cuomo will travel to Israel this week. During a radio interview, he said the trip was intended to show solidarity with the Jewish people amid a rash of anti-Semitism, while also pursuing business opportunities for the state. Cuomo said the hope was to pursue new navigational software for the MTA and help with drone technology, primarily for use in the central region of New York. The governor leaves tomorrow, returning Friday evening. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Hicks both homered to help power the Yankees to a 10-8 win over the Blue Jays. Bombers also tied the Major League record by homering in their 27th straight game. Steven Matz allowing three homers, seven runs, and a 4 1/3 innings as the Mets lost 13-7 against the Phillies. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Major problems right now on the New York State Thruway, Al, as you head southbound, getting down toward exit 15A into Sloatsburg. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer, only one lane getting by here. So a tough ride on the southbound Thruway down by 15A into Sloatsburg. Over at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds reduced to 35 because of the rain. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30, Holland 30. We're seeing delays over at the airports on arrivals because of the bad weather. 46 westbound as you get through Little Falls. Looks like some down cables. Be careful there as you get right into Fairfield. And watch for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway south at 137. An accident getting down toward Cranford. Eastbound side of the BQE at Cabin Plaza. A disabled vehicle. And on the belt westbound across Bay Boulevard, that's a collision. Jackie Robinson West right into Union Turnpike. An accident there as well. Some scattered storms today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhon with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie, thank you. I am sorry. 7:39 with Joe on the radio. It is so much fun to irritate Al. It's just a joy.
If I hadn't
and
hair,
you started, Frankie, I'm going to blame you. When you start in the morning, you just start to...
If I had any hair, it'd be gone, or it'd be great. I mean...
Oh, Al, I love you, man. Hey, Empire State Bank. There it is. There it is. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. You know, I love the folks at Empire State Bank. I go out, and Phil Guarneri is a buddy. And when you know, if you got a business, you got to know that they provide a full range of business deposit and lending products. And in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. And because when small businesses succeed, I love that Phil Guarneri is concerned on the small businesses. Like, you know, I'm a small business guy. I appreciate that so much. And, you know, when they succeed, we all succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
There's Phil Guarneri right there, and this is a great family over there. I've had the privilege of being with the Empire State Bank folks. They came out to Lorenzo's. Were you there? Frank, you weren't there. They all came out. The whole bank came out to Lorenzo's. Phil was just at an event for the Bishop's Dinner. He's always out there, out and about in town, because he understands exactly what it takes to make a successful business. Phil will, trust me, always be there for you. And you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience from our friends at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. You can visit esbna.com. It's esbna.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
See, I'm all in a silly mood today, but I think, can we blame balance of nature because I have more energy? This is what it is. Balance of nature. I'm telling you, you got to get on the balance of nature train. Five Boroughs tells me about it. Then I try it. Then I have the privilege, the absolute privilege of meeting Dr. Douglas Howard and his wife, Sue, and then his son, Lex, who runs the business. This is a great family, and Dr. Howard knows more about health than so many people that I talk to. He is right at the top of his game. He came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. You know, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. How about once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel the difference. Now, Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins I'm telling you about. Those, I was taking the vitamins till I sat down with Dr. Howard. And by the way, if you call 800-246-8751, you'll have your own health coach to tell you the same thing that Dr. Howard tells me. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens and of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Balance of Nature. You got to experience it for yourself, okay? 800-246-8751. Can I give you a 30% discount? What if I told you that? 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 744. Jason Johnson is here. He's a seasoned political strategist, founder of J2 Strategies. He was an influential part of Ted Cruz's campaign for president in 2016. Jason, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you.
You
great
came
to
off of Fox and Friends first with Rob.
You bet.
The great, and you did Kennedy last night.
Yep. She's I need great. Some of your Balance of Nature.
Yeah. Hey, man. How about that, man? We should have swag bags.
Those are kind enough to come in.
A little swag, but Frankie, can we do that? A swag bag of Balance of Nature.
I can ask.
We could ask. Just thank you for doing the show. A little Balance of Nature on your way out.
You
we
bet.
Love it. But Kennedy's a lot of fun.
I had a great time. I get criticized when I do TV that I don't smile enough. Wasn't a problem last night on Kennedy. I laughed the whole time.
She is funny. And Fox and Friends first, they do a great
Absolutely.
Job. They do
Quality.
A great job. That's my kind of go-to as I'm preparing, getting ready to do this show. But this morning makes no difference because we're in such a silly mood. Ted Cruz, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I was not a Ted Cruz guy till I met him. Then I met him. A pretty cool cat.
Very
smart.
Yes.
And sense of humor. He was a sense of humor about him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think about in politics, you know, you always hear about some politician where people who actually know him say, oh, he's nothing like the person you see on TV.
Yeah,
and then you always think, well, it doesn't matter, right? Because that's the person everybody sees.
That's right.
He's one of those guys, though.
Known him
since 2002. Great sense of humor. Very self-deprecating. Great guy. Smart.
Hey, man, Salem went down. They invited me to go down. I don't know what I was doing there, but we went down. And I think Ted Cruz was one of the few senators that actually showed up, which was great, just to show respect, you know, to those of us.
Radio was critical in his first election in 2012.
He was aware of that.
Wouldn't have won his primary without it.
Wow, that's so funny. Tell us about, what are you thinking? Before we get, you're from Texas.
Yes.
You have an insight of what's happening at the border. Jason, how bad is it? See, people, they blab about it. How bad is it? You're right there, man. Tell us about it.
It's bad. I mean, you look at the last full month where we have stats. Right, 144,000 apprehensions. And off the top of my head, I think they estimate that maybe Border Patrol gets about a third that come across.
Yeah.
So do the math.
Yeah.
I mean, the Democrats keep saying this is a manufactured crisis. This is a full-blown, legitimate crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis because of the asylum seekers, no doubt about that. But it's a border security crisis. It's legit. It's real. And the U.S. House's refusal to deal with this, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Did they come up with some money just yesterday for it?
Not yet. No. No, they haven't. They're working on it. So the president sent over a request to try to deal with, you know, the flood of asylum seekers, right? The Senate has passed something out of committee. Now the House is looking at it. But think about this. Mm. What did AOC just say the other day?
That the concentration camps. Yeah.
I don't think that was a mistake at all. You know, it's so easy when you hear some of the goofy stuff she says to think, that was a slip, she's a dummy. No, that was purposeful. The leader of the Democratic Party, AOC, labeled these detention centers concentration camps. Now, how on earth did the Democrats then vote to improve the conditions in these detention centers when she's just labeled them concentration camps.
Thank you for saying that, Jason Johnson, because I said it earlier. They take the narrative. They plan that narrative.
Absolutely.
And you see it from the progressive socialists. I don't even think we can call them Democrats anymore. They say Democrats. It's beyond Democrats. They plan that narrative. And I bet you you're right that AOC starts it. They go they go with it. And what really bothers me, you get these political animals like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi who know better. They know better.
Absolutely.
Yet they still go with it.
Chuck Schumer, who has as recently as a decade ago voted for border security, talked about how bad illegal immigration is, just like Barack Obama did, just like Joe Biden did. And I mean, that's what's amazing to me, just working on campaigns and being in the political, playing field, is if you look how much they've moved the goalpost since 2006, when there was a debate, a legitimate debate about offering amnesty. They won't even provide funding for border security.
Yeah. Tell me about the children being down there. And this, too. You'll never convince me otherwise. This is a talking point for the Democrats as well. Concentration camp, the children. No toothbrushes, no anything.
Yep.
That's they come up with this. And didn't this go on when Barack Obama was there? The exact same thing?
The exact same thing. And Barack Obama requested $750 million from Congress to deal with it when they had like maybe 10% of the children on the border that we have now. And Congress gave it to him. And I'm sure you've seen the number of times that photos have been used in social media and mainstream media talking about these horrible conditions, and every time they've been photos from when Barack Obama was president.
That's great, but no one knows. They will not report it, man.
Won't do it.
And also, can you do this, please? Because you're a strategist, and you have a company, J2 Strategies. Will you do this, please? They talk about the border. But my whole mission, my personal mission for the last 25 years is helping at-risk youth, because there but for the grace of God go all of us. People are born in the United States of America in poverty, in stressed areas in America. I always thought that it was the Democrats that would help out. They're taking the narrative, and they're taking it right down to the border, the children. How do they forget about the children in the inner cities, the 3.6 million black Americans living in poverty? President Trump's the only president that's stepping up with his quote-unquote opportunity zones, trying to go in and rebuild the inner cities. How is the press not even touching this, and how can you as a strategist kind of put something on, maybe online? You could
sure. So I do think, first of all, you talk about the president— amazing record. You have record low unemployment or record employment for African Americans, Hispanics, all across the country. And just today, I think Vice President Pence is headed down to Florida to kick off Latinos for Trump. So I think you're going to see the campaign really emphasize this in the reelection in 2020. But back to your point on the children and at risk, right? I hate saying this.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is these kids who are being trafficked by drug cartels, right? Trafficked, many of them sexually abused.
It's an industry.
It's an industry. They're being used as political pawns by the Democrats. And if they really believe that it's as bad as it is, and it is bad, they would step up and do something about it. But I fear that they see it as more valuable to them politically to use to beat up the president than it is to actually step up and solve the problem.
Not to mention getting votes in.
Absolutely.
That's all they're doing.
That's it.
And they're abandoning. Just sitting in. Jason, thank you. And if any way I can do it, because I'm talking till I'm blue in the face, and you'll hear Mike Gallagher after me. You hear Dr. Gorka and Dennis Prager. We're all trying to talk about it. They're neglecting American children.
Right.
Living in poverty. Being attacked. We have Congressman Zeldin on talking about MS-13, which is a problem right in our face, right here in this community in Long Island. And all they keep talking about is that's a narrative. It's a false narrative. And they're trying to take our eye off the ball.
It's amazing. I don't think it's a stretch to say that today's Democratic Party is more loyal to non-Americans who break the law than they are to the children you're talking about right here in America, or the men and women out on the street protecting you and me every day.
Or those homeless that you saw when you walked into the studio this morning. Jason, great job. God bless
you,
brother. Godspeed to you, too.
Likewise.
And all our best to Ted Cruz, man. I mean, if you see him, come back anytime, all right?
Appreciate
and
it.
And listen, you smile fine. You look great. 752, Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jason. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here as you take it to the southbound side of the New York State Thruway. Bumper-to-bumper traffic as you get down toward exit 15A in Sloatsburg. It's an accident with just the left lane getting by. That one involves a tractor-trailer. Inbound side of the GWB 20 Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting about 30. Holland, about 30 minutes in. The northbound New Jersey Turnpike, heavy traffic up through 14. And the car lanes getting up toward 15E on that eastern spur. Garden State Parkway south at 168, a collision over there. And we're seeing delays on 78 eastbound after exit 24 with a crash. Stop and go traffic on the eastbound BQE by Cabman Plaza, a stalled car. Cleared westbound belt across Bay Boulevard. It's an accident. And watch for delays on the northbound Van Wyck into Jamaica Avenue with an accident there as well. Delays at the airports because of the weather. Some scattered thunderstorms today. High of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the 3-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 5 before 8 o'clock. You know, when I talk about Mario Perillo, you think about the Perillo Company. I think about Steve maintaining the heritage of the Italian-American heritage and the, you know, dedication to his family. Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades. Hawaii, discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. I've been there many, many times. Each island is unique with its own personality. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Maybe you've been promising yourself to visit Pearl Harbor. You got to see Pearl Harbor to honor the memory of a special family member. It's a very moving experience. Here, let's just listen to some Perillo travelers now.
As many times as I've been to Pearl Harbor, it still affects myself as well. It's a very emotional experience. I've seen a lot of different reactions on the memorial itself. It becomes very emotional for everyone around.
I've lived all my life waiting for that moment to see that. And it was extremely moving.
As we left the Arizona Memorial, the tour guide led our group in God Bless America. It was moving.
You got to check it out. Now, if you travel anywhere, I'm telling you, I'm biased because Steve's a friend. Linda is a friend. This is a great family. But you know what? When you go to Pearl Harbor, I did that. I made it a point to go there. I know we got to break out, but I have to just want to lay into this. second to none. It's like there's a beauty about it. You could the Arizona is there. You still see the oil coming out of the Arizona, for crying out loud. Never forget. And a trip to Pearl Harbor is a great idea. But wherever you go, whether it's Hawaii or Italy, but in this case, we want to get you to Hawaii. Hey, let's do that tour. After we come home from Italy, we'll go to Hawaii. Call 888-PERILLO. Request the 2019 Hawaii brochure. 888-PERILLO, PERILLO, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how you doing this morning? We got rain all day, Joey.
No, we don't have all day. Just downpours now. They're going to be exiting the city pretty quickly, but a lot of water around right now. Some sun later, then warm, humid weather Wednesday through Friday with sunshine.
Boy, you're good, Joe. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. So, but just be careful as you're traveling now. If you're listening to me, please, on the road. So I'm very excited. Chaz Palminteri is in the house. Chaz Palminteri live right here on AM 970 The Answer and AM970TheAnswer.com. We are YouTubing. We are Facebooking live. And Sergeant Joe Imperatrice is doing so much. He just does God's work for the Blue Lives Matter right there in New York City. You don't want to miss Chaz and Joe coming up. Mike Gallagher as well. Congressman Lee Zeldin coming up. And Joe Giovanello from Durasan. Piscopo in the morning with Frankie Five Boroughs, with Big Al Gattulo. Debbie's on the road. It's Joe live from the greatest city in the world.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.